Conversations.
Conversations. Find a partner and practice these dialogues. A.
I'm sorry, but I just can't sit here any longer and let this go on. This woman is romanticizing. Now I can't understand why she's doing it. I mean, she's a writer, I've read her stuff, and I can tell her heart's in the right place. But this is my life here, and she's turning it into some kind of gothic novel.
To Jesse.
Please forgive me. I don't mean to ruin your little whatever this thing is, but there's a certain amount of nonsense going on, and I'd like to take the opportunity to set the record straight. You don't mind, do you? Horrified.
What are you doing?
I just thought I'd correct a few misconceptions. Okay with you?
No, I'm sorry, but it is not okay with me. I'll admit I've allowed myself a little artistic license, but all writers do that. Now, maybe I haven't gotten all the facts completely straight, but since this is fiction...
This is not fiction. This is my life you are serving up before everyone, and I think I have the right to put in my 2 cents worth.
Well, could you maybe do it after I've told you the whole story?
No, sorry. I thought I could at first, but that last monologue of yours was so over the top, I just had to say something. Listen, I don't mean to rain on your parade, but I should think in the interests of accuracy, you'd like to hear what I have to say. Wounded.
Fine. Go ahead.
I've hurt your feelings, right?
No, no. Say what you have to say.
Pause.
But I'd just like to add that this story is meant to be a tribute to you. I've worked very hard to present your story in a light that will be an inspiration for others, and perhaps even immortalize you.
Immortalize me? Boy, are you bucking up the wrong tree. I'm just one other person who got cancer. No more or less mortal than anybody else.